Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I took it to India because I met them at some, conference thing. And I'm like, are you sure I could take this to India and drink out of the tap? Because to me, that's like the big leagues of travel and drinking from the tap. Yes. I'm like, oh my God, I feel like this is the stupidest idea ever. But, and they're like, yes, absolutely. It's been tested for everything. You can drink out of a dirty stream. You can, take it to India. And I'm like, oh, okay. And so I did.
Welcome to Jump Podcast. I'm your host, Traveling Jackie, and I'm here to explore travel, adventure, and lifestyle in ways meant to motivate you to move and get out and see the world. Let this show be a source of travel advice and inspiration, but remember that in the end, it's you who takes the leap. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Jump. Thanks for being here today. We have a super important topic we'll be covering today: how to get safe drinking water on the road, whether you have access to a tap or not. We're going to share several ways that you can do that. Tons of resources for you. So there's a lot of good practical stuff in this episode. But before we get into that, I have a bit of news for you, a little announcement regarding Jump Adventures, which is, of course, where we travel together, you and I. And we go to sweet, epic places all over the world. One of those places is Patagonia. And unfortunately, we are having to postpone our Patagonia trips from this November 2021 until March of 2022, which really is only a handful of months away, due to quarantine rules in Chile, quite unfortunately. So what this means is there is still time and there is still space on those trips for you to get signed up and come with us in March. And I should also note that Chile has one of the best vaccination rates in the world. They're actually doing very well. They're just so solid that they're taking extra precaution with imposing a quarantine after opening up from being closed during COVID. So, we did not see that coming, but hey, they're doing what they believe is best. So we are adapting, because what has the past 2 years been but a major adaptation and requiring us all to be flexible. So yes, new dates are being set for March for both of our Patagonia trips. Check out jumpadventures.com to subscribe and stay in the loop for news and to learn more about our trips. I'm actually about to get on a plane to Croatia to meet some of you overseas for the first time in 2 years, and I cannot be more excited about that. So again, if you want to travel with me, with other people like you listening to this podcast, check out jumpadventures.com and come with us on a future trip. All right. Today, I am super stoked to be welcoming back Sherry Ott. You guys definitely know her by now. She's been on the show a handful of times to talk about adventures all over the world. She's incredibly well-traveled. She's been traveling and blogging about travel for 15 years, nomadic for most of it. And I'm honored to have her expertise here on the show once again. She can be found all over the interwebs at Ott's World. Her last name is Ott, O-T-T. So Ottsworld.com and at Ottsworld on Instagram. And I'm going to bring her on here in a minute. And I want to say, Sherry and I have a surprise for you that we're going to tell you about at the end of the episode. So make sure you stick around to hear about that. Today, we're tackling the issue of drinking safe, clean water on the road when the water from the tap isn't safe to drink, or also when you're on the road and there is no tap and you need to get water from other sources. And the reason we want to talk about this is because we believe it's super important to not buy countless single-use plastic water bottles. We have technology to purify our water and make it safe to drink, even packing those things in our backpacks while we travel, and using our refillable and reusable water bottles, and just not even inviting single-use plastic to the party at all. So Water purifying technology has progressed a lot in recent years. It comes in many forms and shapes and sizes and price points. So I believe everything we're talking about today varies from about $30 to probably about $150. So there are super affordable options for anyone for purifying water and getting rid of the single-use plastic bottles. So we are going to talk about, I think, 8 different products, about why it's important to travel with one of these, which ones are the most packable, most effective, most versatile, and which one is our combined favorite. And I have a blog post that sums up all of this over at thebudgetmindedtraveler.com. So I'll put the link to that article in the show notes so you can see it all in one place and refer back to it easily. Plus, I should mention that article includes the scientific data of each product, like how much bacteria they keep out, et cetera, all the percentages. So we're not going to get into those details for all the products here today, but they are listed in the article if you're interested to learn more about that specifically. All of these products are there. So definitely save that article and check it out and pick up one of these for your next trip. So all of that is coming up, including the surprise at the end of the episode. So definitely listen until the end. It's something we're both ridiculously excited about, and I think you'll be excited about it too. This episode is sponsored by Turtle Fur. Driven by adventure, community, comfort, and quality, the team at Turtle Fur has been making comfortable headwear and accessories since 1982. They have a product that works for anyone who needs it, with lightweight tubes for summer sun protection to heavyweight fleece and wool knits for the coldest winter adventures. And we're going to hear from Colin today for a peek behind the scenes at Turtle Fur.
My name is Colin. What I love about working for Turtle Fur is that it's provided me the opportunity to share my love of skiing and snowboarding with others through creating incredible product that really helps people explore the outdoors more frequently, more often, and for longer by keeping them comfortable. My favorite Turtle Fur product is probably our Comfort Shell Totally Tubular. It is something that I can use year round. It's a good lightweight performance material that's got a brushed inside. So it's soft and warm in the winter, but I can flip it around and wear it in the summer when hiking, or as a headband, as a neck gaiter, as a face mask, what have you. It's just such a versatile thing that I've got probably 20 of them sitting in a box at the front door. Grab one and head out.
You can learn more about Turtle Fur's giving initiatives and get yourself some cozy headwear at turtlefur.com. And they've graciously offered Jump listeners an exclusive discount. Use code JUMP20 at checkout to receive 20% off your order of $25 or more at turtlefur.com. This episode is also sponsored by Marriott Bonvoy Travelers podcast, About the Journey. If you're looking for more travel inspiration or just itching to go on an adventure without ever leaving your home, you have to check out About the Journey. Each episode of About the Journey is an audio road trip along routes like Miami to Key West, Oahu's North Shore, or Southern California, or Wyoming's national parks. The show is hosted by travel journalist Onika Raymond, whom you might know from the Travel Channel or her wanderlust-inducing Instagram. What I like about the show is that the episodes are short and sweet, offering a dose of inspiration that can fit into any schedule. And I think the title is so fitting because they do an incredible job at really capturing what happens on a trip, not just offering practical tips, which they do. But once you arrive somewhere, you meet local people and hear their stories and what makes them and their destinations unique. And that brings these places to life. It's educational and it takes you behind the scenes of the trip, which I think is a really great representation of an actual travel experience. It truly is about the journey. So if you're planning a road trip, definitely listen to any episodes that might be on your route because you will learn about hidden gems, local customs, and people and activities that you might not otherwise. And if you aren't planning a road trip right now, you can still find inspiration in the ways Onika interacts with people along the way, which might open you up to a similar, deeper experience on your future travels. So check it out. You can binge About the Journey on your favorite podcast app or wherever you listen to podcasts. Okay, I'm back with Sherry Ott today. Sherry, welcome back to the show. Thanks for being here again.
I love being here.
I love having you here. I'm very happy that you love being here because you are such a wealth of knowledge. And any time that you grace our presence, I think we are grateful. So thank you for sharing your time with us today. So as I mentioned, Sherry and I are going to dig into some options for water filtration, et cetera. And the inspiration behind this is that Sherry and I actually just hiked a 14er together in Colorado. And we had what, five to seven women with us. And we had, I think, yeah, five to seven different filtration systems, which was really yeah, cool, because it actually cool, what it ended up being was kind of a test, like which one works better, you know? And there was a winner, wasn't there?
Oh, totally. There was yeah, one that I think we were all kind of excited about. They all yep, worked. That's the mm-hmm, good news. None of us mm-hmm, got sick. We should start that.
Yeah, out, yeah. True. That's very true.
But it was weird. I mean, we didn't plan that. It was just one of these kind of cool things where we were all at this stream filling and filtering water. And I'm like, wow, everyone has a different solution. Like, mm-hmm, this is a great, you know, yeah, way to test out what works.
Super cool. Yeah. So let's talk first about why this is important, because this is not just applicable to a backcountry hike. This is actually applicable to any country where you are concerned about the tap water, or if the water is just not suggested for drinking, which generally when you arrive somewhere, this is a very important question to ask at your accommodations, if the tap water is safe to drink. And then if it's not, that's why we are going to suggest these products today, because there are options for that to basically clarify, to clean the water.
Yeah. And of course, I mean, the reason why is otherwise you're out buying bottled water, more, you know, plastic, all that crap. And so if you can filter the tap water, wow, that's just mm-hmm, a great step. I mean, yep, it's good for everyone. Good for the environment, yeah, good for you.
Exactly. And then you can use your reusable water bottle, which everybody has, right? Right. Okay. So let's just go ahead and share. We'll just kind of take turns like coming up with one of the products, and we'll just share about them and maybe tell little stories along the way until we have a whole list of options for people to be choosing from about how to filter their water when they go overseas and make it clean for them. So yeah, would you like to go first? What?
Oh gosh, I guess I can. Okay. I'll use the one that, and this was a few years ago. I will say this market of filtration has grown a ton. It's growing all the time, it seems like. But at that time, there weren't as many options. And I used a company called Lifesaver, and they made a water bottle that you could, it filtered within the bottle. So I took it to India because I met them at some, I don't know, conference thing. And I'm like, are you sure I could take this to India and drink out of the tap? Because to me, that's like the big leagues of,
same,
you know, of travel and drinking from the tap. Yes. I'm like, oh my God, I feel like this is the stupidest idea ever. But, and they're like, yes, absolutely. It's been tested for everything. You can drink out of a dirty stream. You can, you know, mm-hmm, take it to India. And I'm like, oh, okay. And so I did. And I was actually traveling with my niece at the time. And I remember I even waited a couple of days. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to break this thing out and fill it with tap water and drink from it. And I was so nervous. I wouldn't even let my niece do it, because I'm like, if someone's going to get sick, it's going to be me. but sure enough, I mean, it worked. I was fine. I drank from it all the time. I brushed my teeth with it. I, you know, and it was so nice because I wasn't buying all of the plastic bottles. And because mm-hmm, I didn't let my niece do it, she was, mm-hmm, sadly, or, you know, like having to refill her bottle that she brought. It just, you know, and it just goes to show you like how many bottles and stuff she was using to fill her bottle. And the fact that I was using none, you know, that was a pretty interesting.
Yeah.
You know, and that you actually, see it right there.
Yeah. That you did it. Yeah. Well, that's really cool. And this is Lifesaver, not to be confused with Life Straw, which is different.
Yes. Lifesaver is a company from the UK. It's similar to one of the other companies I think we're going to talk about here, Grail. And they also do they do filtration for like jerry cans and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Also, which can be used in communities mm-hmm, to make safe water for like in yeah, Africa and in India and yeah, so on. So yeah,
okay,
it's cool. Lifesaver, I think it was called Liberty is the bottle. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm still around and healthy and yeah, it worked.
Yeah. So I'm going to add to that one. We'll talk about Life Straw next because it's similar. Life Straw actually has a lot of different products. So starting with their most naked product, I would say, is an actual straw that it like the straw itself has the filtration system in it. And it's like a big fat straw and you can drink straight from a source. The problem with that is you have to be able to have the source right there. So either it's a cup or it's like your a stream and your face is in it. You know, so it's a little awkward, but they do have live. I mean, the straw itself is extremely packable. Then they also have lids that come with the straw kind of built in, and they have a universal lid. And that's what I brought on our hike, the 14er hike, because it fit on the bottle I already owned. And so it, these universal lids fit. And so that's what I was doing. But I would warn you, you have to make sure that the straw doesn't come detached from the lid. Because at one point I was hiking and I was listening. I suddenly was like hearing this rattling, and I like shake my water bottle and it's rattling. I'm like, oh no. And I open the lid and the straw was detached from the actual lid. Like it comes apart so you can clean it, you know, so you just have to make sure it's like really, really well in there. But that is a pretty cool option because it means you don't have to change the bottle you're already using. So, LifeStraw does that. And they also do big, big community versions. Like they're doing a lot of really good work worldwide. So,
and do you know if, cause I've not used it, do you know if like the LifeStraw, the actual straw, does it filter for like all of the, you know, there's a variety of things obviously that can, that can be in water. Do you know that it covers everything?
Yeah. So I have the, notes here. It says LifeStraw's membrane microfilters can remove 99.99999% of bacteria, including E. coli, 99.99% of parasites and microplastics. So that's, I mean, that's pretty much as good as you can get. Yeah. So when it works, it works. Just be careful it doesn't come detached. But yeah, the bonus is that the universal lid will fit your bottle that you may already love, including Nalgene's. Like it has a wide, there's a wide option.
That's
so
that's cool.
So that's LifeStraw and LifeSaver. let's go on to a next one.
You were talking about one with a cap and
moving on to, so UV light is another way to clean water, to purify water. And there is one out there called the Crazy Cap. And what's cool about the Crazy Cap is it's built, the technology is built into the lid. So the lid has a button on the outside and you can activate it and it purifies your water, I think within like 90 seconds or something like that. And so that does fit on a specific style of bottle. But if you look at a picture of it, I think a lot of you already own the specific style of bottle. It's like those really smooth edge bottles that kind of look like in the shape of a bullet almost. and I don't know if that's, but yeah, they're already out there. So it's not like they're totally unique, but you may have to start by ordering the cap along with the bottle. But Crazy Cap has gotten a lot of like innovation awards recently because it's new. A new way to present the technology that purifies your water and, and also it's very packable because it literally is the size of your lid. And so Crazy Cap is a good one. I met them at OR a couple of years ago.
And one of the things I was going to say, another option with the UV light is Steripen or Steripen. And I don't know. I mean, I've been on the road a long time traveling. I feel like they were one of the first companies in this market, quite frankly. I mean, I was using them probably upwards of 8 years ago traveling. And this is just something about the size of, I mean, it's called a pen. It's a little bit bigger than a pen, but same idea. It emits a UV light and you dip it in the water. We had one of these on our 14er. Someone was using this. You just dip it in any bottle or this is one thing I really liked about it. You can use, like, I always hike with a bladder. So you can dip it in the bladder too, which is really cool. And then just, you kind of just stir it for, it has a timer. And when it has, you know, gone long enough or whatever, it's done its job, it turns a different color and that's it.
Yep, that's right.
But that's been around for a long, long time.
It has.
And it's good. It works.
It's weird to trust that. But and here's the other scary thing that it's kind of just like the visual of it is when you use the UV light. So either one of the last two products that we just talked about, you can still have things. Bits of
in the
things
water.
In yeah. the water. And so that can be disturbing. So like
you're right.
The advantage. Yeah, exactly. So the advantage of some of the other products is also strictly visual, that it actually filters out, you know, like a dust, a particle of something that may totally not harm you, but just knowing that it's not in there makes your water feel cleaner, you know? So when you have the SteriPen, the UV light, it does not filter the water. It just purifies it, but it does purify it. So it is still safe to drink.
Yeah. But I do think it's like a neat option for, I you know, drinking from like a super dirty backcountry lake. Yeah. It might make me a little bit more nervous.
I wouldn't do it with the UV.
I know. But to take the UV filter, whether it be the cap or the pen, to another country like India, it's actually a pretty good, you know, because you're drinking out of the tap there. And even though we can't do that, it's still not like drinking out of a dirty lake.
Okay. So speaking of drinking out of a dirty lake, I have the next one we should talk about is Grail. So Grail is G-R-A-Y-L. You guys have probably heard about them on this show before. They have a pretty cool product because it works like a French press. So you fill like the outer vessel, you pull the bottle kind of apart, you fill the outer vessel, and then you put the inner part of the bottle in it, just like you would a French press, and you press down and it forces the water through the filter, which is at the bottom of the, like the inner portion of the bottle. That is where you're going to filter out those particles and those pieces. And make it feel a little nicer to drink. And I don't know, you know, Shannon Stoll, CEO, president of the ATTA, he used it in the Ganges River.
Ooh, that's
drank straight out of the river in Holy India, crap. You guys, with the Grail. And he lived to talk about it. He was fine. Yeah. He took a picture of him and like this, it was like chocolate milk colored water, you know, just like and I'm looking at that, like, I don't know if I would do that, but he did it and he was fine. So, I mean, we have like these things work. This is the point, is you're not going to get the sicknesses that come with drinking crazy water if you use these. Sometimes you just have to close your eyes, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
But they are lifesavers, right, Cher?
Yeah, yes. Which is why, and Lifesaver and Grail are very similar in that kind of press with the filter. I think, and they're both good. Obviously, they both work. And I think that the part about though traveling with them is they're a little bit heavier. The bottles are bulkier because of the actual filtration system. At least I know my Lifesaver had to be stored a certain way when I wasn't using it. So when I wasn't traveling, it had to have a little bit of water left in it so the filter didn't dry out or something like that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but at that time when I was in India using it, it was kind of like the thing. They, you know, like I said, there's so many advances in this right now. It's crazy, but they are a little bit bigger and bulkier.
That's true. The Grail that I really like is a 24-ounce bottle. It's called the GeoPress. And it's huge. It's one of those things that you probably would clip to the outside of your bag. And so I think it's actually better for like a backcountry trip, stateside where you're not traveling or like checking luggage or something, because it really is big. So that is a disadvantage if you're tight on space. If you're not tight on space, then it's not.
On a road trip, it wouldn't be bad.
And the Grail I love because it's so quick. It's like 15 seconds. It's as fast as you can press, basically.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
You're not waiting at all. And you can get like a big, a lot of water with it. Cause like, I mean, you get 24 ounces at a time. So like, as soon as that's done, you can fill a Nalgene and then do another load, you know, like, I don't know. So, I am partial to the Grail, even though it's clunky. Okay. So before we get to our favorite, our combined top one, there's one more that I want to add, which works with a reservoir kind of. So this is called Be Free, and it's a bottle. It's like a pouch reservoir bottle with a mini little straw in it. It's like a Life straw. And it comes with its own pouch. And this is by Katadyn. I think it's called Katadyn, which is the same company that produces this dairy pen. It's like the umbrella company. Okay. So these guys have been around. They know water filtration. And they have a product called the Be Free. And I have a blog post on the Budget Minded Traveler with all of these mentioned in it, or most of these mentioned in it. There's a picture of this 1 liter pouch from Be Free, which obviously you can use other sizes, but it comes with like, it's like half the size of the Life Straw, the membrane part, the actual filter. So it's very, very packable. And because it comes with a pouch and not a bottle, it like really, really packs down. And as you drink the water, it gets even smaller. And so it's a good option for super lightweight filtration that works just like the Life Straw kind of thing. Sure. And so it's one of the most compact for sure of the ones that we're talking about.
Cool.
So, and then on that note, I also want to mention using these reservoirs, these pouches, I guess I've been calling them pouches, but they're like the reservoirs, the bladders, Hydrapack. I don't know if you ever use Hydrapack, but they have some really great options of different sizes of reservoirs. So there's like 1 liter, 2 liter. There's even like, I mean, and you can drink out of all of them, or you can just store them for extra water. So as you're filtering your water, you know, fill one of these reservoirs, put it in your pack, and then they crush down as you drink it. So they don't take up any extra space, which is awesome.
Oh, that's nice.
So yeah, Hydrapack. Okay. So let's talk about the winner on our 14er. And these guys have a couple of products that we really love.
Yeah.
So Sherry, what is it?
Oh, the Sawyer Squeeze.
Yes. It is called the Sawyer Squeeze.
Yes.
Dun-dun-dun.
Sawyer makes a whole bunch of different products, of which one of the things is water filtration. They do a whole bunch of stuff around kind of first aid and all kinds of great stuff. But the Sawyer Squeeze was our winner on our 14er trip because I don't even know how to describe it. It's kind of like a pouch or a reservoir that you can fill up, you know, in a stream. And that's exactly what we are doing. And then you basically like roll it down and squeeze it through the filter. And then that can actually fill a bottle. Or any kind of bottle, whether it be a bottle or a
reservoir,
a bladder, or whatever. Yeah, it doesn't matter. But it was really fast. And then because it's just this little plastic pouch with what looks like just a little cap that pops off, it's super small. And so that all rolls back up and goes back into your backpack and is so small. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the things. It was fast and it was small.
Super efficient as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it didn't come apart. Like it worked really well. So the only thing that you have to have with the Sawyer Squeeze is somewhere to put your water, because the pouch we keep calling it a pouch, the reservoir that you collect we call it the gray water or like the dirty water with, then you don't want to use that to drink out of, because then it's contaminated with whatever water you just used. So you do have to have a double vessel, but that means you can use your reusable water bottle that probably already.
You don't have to buy something special.
Exactly. And so the little filter screws on to the reservoir, just screws straight on, so that when you squeeze the water out of the reservoir, it goes through the filter into whatever bottle you are prepared with on the other end. So, and I know that several episodes ago, we had Dawn and Darren on here to talk about their through hike of the Tahoe Rim Trail. And this was the filtration system that they used on that one, was the Sawyer Squeeze. And they were doing ultralight backpacking. So if they could do it with ultralight backpacking, you know how small this thing is and that it works in the backcountry. So tried and tested. The other really cool thing that Sherry's really excited about. She's so
excited. I am excited.
Tell us what it is, Sherry.
So Sawyer also makes a tap filter, basically. Same size that we're talking about, really, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And
same size.
It basically will kind of screw on to a sink or a tap, basically. And then it goes through the filter. And you can put it in any kind of bottle you want, or a glass if you want, like to brush your teeth. I think this is perfect for the like India, you know, those countries, mm-hmm. like if you're doing more traveling versus backcountry stuff.
Exactly.
It's perfect. I think I loved it. Like that would have been a better solution for me probably in India because it's just so much smaller and you can put it into any kind of container.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's genius that this, and it's kind of a universal fit. It doesn't screw onto the, to the tap. It has a rubber,
It's like a valve or something.
Yeah. And it kind of just like, you kind of just shove it on and it just stays and then it filters and there's a hose that comes with it. So if you're using like a bathroom sink where the space between the water flow and the bottom of the sink is pretty short, it'll still work because you can fit the filter on underneath it and then attach the hose and put the hose into your bottle. So they've thought of everything. It's absolutely brilliant. And it's super small. And I haven't even mentioned this yet, but they're so lightweight. They weigh like a few ounces. They're really, really lightweight. So yeah. Oh, and here's another thing I like about this. Right on the package for the tap filter, the Sawyer tap filter, there's another thing it mentions here, which is boil alerts. So you could use it in your own home if like your city water supply has been contaminated at all and you get one of those, alerts, which is really interesting because one of the girls on our 14er had that exact issue happening while we were on our 14er.
Oh, that is crazy. You're right.
And so she could have used this in her own home instead of having to boil water because it eliminates E. coli. And that was the thing that they were having the boil alert about. So it's just,
and that was in Denver.
It was in Denver.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just like a really great, really just brilliant innovation. Super smart for travel. So those are...
If I were traveling to a developing country, that would absolutely be on my packing list because it just, I love the idea. Get rid of the plastic.
Yep.
Use the stuff out of the tap. Be safe. Lightweight.
Yeah. Oh, it's perfect. And reuse your water bottle while you're at it. So we like all of those things. Yay. Okay. I think we covered all of the things we wanted to talk about.
I believe so.
Okay. Well, we mentioned that we have a surprise for you. I mentioned this at the beginning of the episode. And so we're going to give you guys a little surprise, a little announcement.
Everyone loves surprises.
Everybody loves surprises. So you may have noticed that Sherry's been on the show like four or five times. How many times have you been on the show?
Ooh, at least four, maybe
at
five.
At least though. Four. No. You guys, you remember Sherry because she's been in some of the episodes that we've gotten the most feedback about, like where to go and when, etc. And so I'm really excited to announce that Sherry is going to be guest hosting an episode. Yeah.
I'm so honored that you feel like you can turn it over to me, which is great. I mean, I'm super excited. It's something I've always wanted to kind of try myself, like a podcast. And I've been blogging for 15 years. So it's a whole new thing for me to kind of like learn. And that always makes me excited, learning new things.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm so excited.
Yeah. And you know what? You've had more practice being on podcasts than I had when I started this show. And so I have full confidence that you're already a pro and you're going to do great. So I'm very much looking forward to hearing about, we won't tell them right now. They're going to have to tune in next episode to hear what it's going to be about.
I'm excited about it.
Yes, I am too. I think it's going to be super useful for everybody and especially in our, in our current climate, I should say. So you guys can look forward to that. And she's one of the reasons she's helping me is because I'm about to take off here and be on the road finally for a little bit here. And so, I need help with this show. And so Sherry's stepping in because that's the kind of person she is. And she's, like I said before, just a wealth of knowledge. And I'm very excited that you are going to be giving us more of your expertise here on the show. So thank you in advance for doing this.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. I love it. I'm so excited.
I know. I'm very excited about that. I love your enthusiasm. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in today, of course, as always. And you will be able to find the links to everything that we mentioned in the show notes, including the post on the Budget Minded Traveler, where most of these things are kind of organized into a nice little list. So look for that. And you're going to get Sherry in the next episode. So we'll see you guys there, right?
I hope so.
All right. Thanks, you guys. Thanks, Sherry.
Thank you.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.